Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Depression affects around 1 in 5 Americans, and while most people respond to antidepressant medications, for the 1/3 of those who don't get better, the treatment options are pretty stark. In this edition of Explore Radio, we look at a new study that compares two therapies, which both have their share of problems. Dina Nyer-Mendlowitz says at one point, thoughts of suicide had become so routine that planning her last day seemed pretty normal.
I mean, I took a lunch break in the middle. Like, I was like, oh, I think I'm going to kill myself. Oh, let me go get a sandwich. Oh, okay, I'll go try to do it. So it's kind of like, that's how routine it felt to me of like, oh, what other errands can I accomplish and then just end it.
Mendlowitz is a comedian, and she talks about mental illness in her act. She also writes a blog where she shares how she survived the depths of depression.
So I went into the hospital and went into an outpatient program and was not getting better, and they suggested, why don't you try shock therapy?
Otherwise known as electroconvulsive therapy, or ECT. It's still the only approved remedy for what's called treatment-resistant depression, a condition that affects nearly 15 million Americans. Mendlowitz has had more than 60 ECT treatments. She says for her, it's been a lifesaver, but there have been drawbacks. She found that her memory was shot.
I'd be on stage and I couldn't focus on what was happening in the improv scene before. Like, I'd be like, what just happened?
But memory loss is only part of ECT's PR problem. It's had a troubled past and some unflattering media portrayals. It's an unwarranted stigma, says one of ECT's biggest backers.
ECT is clearly, hands down, the best treatment for those patients with very serious mood disorders.
Charles Kellner of Mount Sinai Hospital in New York has employed ECT for more than 30 years. He's now part of a study that may put him out of business, but he's not worried.
And the idea is to compare the new kid on the block with the tried and true treatment that's been around for a very long time.
The new kid on the block is the drug ketamine. Cleveland Clinic researcher Amit Anand is leading the comparison study, and he was part of the team at Yale that first discovered that ketamine could be an effective treatment for severe depression.
And that was totally unexpected.
It was unexpected because the Vietnam-era anesthetic is best known now as the party drug Special K. It's still used to sedate small animals and occasionally people, but Anand says some doctors are now offering ketamine as an experimental treatment for depression at designer drug prices.
Some places are charging as much as $1,000 per infusion, and a patient has to get 6 to 9 infusions for the antidepressant treatment.
And it's not covered by insurance. That's a situation he's trying to fix with help from an $11.8 million grant from the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, a little-known outgrowth of the Affordable Care Act that gives doctors and patients concrete evidence on the best treatments for diseases. The grant puts ketamine up against the well-established ECT to see which works best for treatment-resistant depression. Yale researcher John Crystal first discovered that in small doses, ketamine can immediately lift the weight of severe depression.
And from the very first subject, we had the sense that we were onto something quite surprising and perhaps extremely important.
Important, says Crystal, because ketamine has opened a new understanding of the root causes of depression and its treatment.
Ketamine itself may be the initial or prototype drug for a whole class of new antidepressant medications that might be developed over the next decade or two.
Crystal is convinced that ketamine, rather than shock therapy, should be on the front lines of treatments for people most at risk of suicide. Both treatments require a few hours in the clinic, and both can have disturbing side effects. That's why Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute Executive Director Joe Selby says this is just the kind of comparison his agency was designed to fund.
You don't just need to know which one treats your depression better. You need to know what are the side effects across a range of different outcomes.
The study led by the Cleveland Clinic will involve 400 severely depressed people. Half will receive ECT, half ketamine. The results could help patients choose which is the safer, more tolerable, and more effective treatment for a devastating illness. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.